From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jemma Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. Police and the FBI are investigating racial harassment allegations in Coeur d'Alene after an incident that was reported by basketball players and staff from the University of Utah. The team was in the city as part of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament in Spokane. The story blew up yesterday, and it's making national news. So we turn now to reporter and All Things Considered host Troy Oppy to tell us more. So, Troy, what actually happened? And this all happened last week, I understand?
Yeah, so this happened Thursday as the teams had arrived in the Spokane area for the NCAA basketball tournament being hosted at Gonzaga University. Two teams were staying in Coeur d'Alene. The University of Utah arrived Thursday afternoon. The team and its staff and entourage walked several blocks to a restaurant in downtown Coeur d'Alene. And as they did, they say they encountered a pickup truck that was displaying the Confederate flag. The truck revved its engine in an aggressive, menacing way, and people inside the truck shouted racial slurs at them. And that was unsettling for obvious reasons. They went in and had dinner, and when they came out a little while later, that same truck was still there waiting for them. A second truck had joined them, and the process repeated as those two vehicles followed the team and its staff back to the Coeur d'Alene resort. They immediately contacted tournament officials. Tournament officials in the NCAA and Gonzaga University provided some additional security for them in Coeur d'Alene, offered to relocate them to hotels in Spokane because some space had freed up as men's teams that were also playing at a tournament site in Spokane had left the area, and they were able to do that the next day for the University of Utah.
And they were there because there wasn't enough room.
That was, yeah, the NCAA hosted a men's site and a women's site in Spokane. And as we know here in Boise, having hosted men's tournament first and second round action, those eat up a lot of hotel rooms. You have eight teams per tournament location, and all the fans and entourages and band usually, and they certainly like a certain level of hotel that they want to be able to offer these teams and schools. And so they shifted both the University of Utah and the University of California, Irvine to Coeur d'Alene to stay at the Coeur d'Alene Resort because of some of that hotel capacity in Spokane.
So one coach called this a hate crime.
The University of Utah coach, yes.
Correct. Is this an actual hate crime in Idaho, I guess is the question?
Well, Idaho doesn't have a specific hate crime statute, right? There are laws on the books that prevent harassment or menacing harassment. Some of those date to the 1980s. And we can listen to the Coeur d'Alene chief of police talking at a press conference yesterday about what is being investigated for both local police and the FBI for potential federal crimes are looking into this incident right now.
There was a number of crimes that we are investigating currently. The first one is there's an Idaho statute regarding malicious harassment. The second one is a disorderly conduct statute. And then thirdly, there is a federal crime based on what actually occurred that evening that might be appropriate. Once again, until we get all the facts and the investigation is complete, what charge might actually be brought against the perpetrators is yet to be determined.
And that press conference sound, I should note, was shared with us generously by KXLY Television in Spokane.
And you mentioned the FBI. So the FBI is involved, apparently.
They are. The Coeur d'Alene police chief said as much in his statements and answers to questions at a press conference yesterday. He also said they think there were about 100 people that may have witnessed this incident on the streets in Coeur d'Alene last week. And they're hoping that some of those witnesses will call Coeur d'Alene police and report what they saw to try to track down the people who did this.
How has reaction been? I mean, we've been hearing press conferences from a lot of people talking about, let's see, we heard the Coeur d'Alene mayor, the chief of police, even Brad Little had a statement.
Yeah, there have been a lot of statements released. And in fact, lawmakers yesterday, bipartisan leadership from both Democrats and Republicans late yesterday put out a statement of their own. Everybody is condemning this, saying that, you know, this does not reflect who we are. And we apologize to the members of these teams. In fact, here's Jim Hammond, the mayor of Coeur d'Alene, saying as much during the press conference yesterday.
To the young women who endured racial slurs while visiting, I offer my most sincere apology. We, all of us, stand with you. We embrace you. We celebrate your accomplishments and strongly denounce any malicious treatment toward you. In Coeur d'Alene, we are pledged to continue to work toward positive change. We believe that all should be treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. All. We wish those women much more joy and much more success as they finish their studies, and an even greater success beyond graduation.
And I think all those statements are what public officials think and probably do need to do right now to address this, but certainly the issues of what's leading to this and why people feel comfortable doing this is a much bigger question that perhaps demands a much different course of action than a statement.
North Idaho has a history with racism and with hate, with the Aryan Nations. How does that play into all of this?
Yeah, going back to the 1970s and 80s, there were open parades by skinheads in Coeur d'Alene in the 1990s before the Aryan Nations was bankrupted. One of the organizations that was key in pushing back against that established itself in the early 1980s is the Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations, sometimes also called the Task Force on Human Rights. Tony Stewart is a co-founder of that group and still active within it today. He spoke at the press conference yesterday about some of those long simmering issues in North Idaho. Take a listen.
This is another example to those individuals who claim incorrectly that racism is no longer a problem. They are wrong. We are witnessing a troubling growth of a very toxic environment in our country and locally by individuals and organized extremist groups to advance many forms of hatred. There is clear evidence that such a toxic environment often leads to violence, as we witnessed during the Aryan Nations period in northern Idaho.
So what's next in the investigation?
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White said yesterday they think around 100 people may have been in the vicinity of these incidents last week, and they hope that some of those folks will come forward and share what they saw so that the people that did this can be identified. As we've talked about, there are not necessarily specific hate crime laws in the state of Idaho, but there are other laws that may have been violated in the course of this, and that is what they are looking at. But first, they have to find the people alleged to have done this.
You mentioned earlier, reporting for NPR today, this has been getting a lot of national attention.
It has. So all this came out, really, I believe KSL, the television station in Salt Lake City, had the first story on this. They asked Coach Lynn Roberts, the Utah women's basketball coach, about this after Utah lost their game to Gonzaga and was eliminated from the tournament on Monday night. And Coach Roberts shared what had happened, a little bit about what had happened at that time, and the story blew up from there because, obviously, a very sensitive topic, a very unexpected thing to have happened to a college basketball team. And in 2024, something I think many of us are really pained to hear, and that has gotten coverage coast to coast, including on NPR. I know Tony Stewart, who we heard from a few minutes ago, told me yesterday he had calls and Zoom calls and interviews scheduled back to back to back with national outlets like Fox News, local stations from down in Salt Lake City. A lot of people calling to talk about this and interested in this story.
So what does this mean for Coeur d'Alene? I mean, the city bills itself as a destination resort. This event could affect the city economically, I'm guessing.
I think that's a fair concern. The mayor, Jim Hammond, was asked yesterday during that press conference if he feels the city is safe, and he said yes.
This is an isolated incident. If you look over the history, I think from 2009, Chief, we've had less than one incident a year. So I feel very comfortable in saying this is a safe city in which to visit.
Well, Troy, appreciate all the reporting, and we'll keep an eye on the story and see what happens next.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.